Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships, hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
I've been listening to a podcast by a pastor friend of mine, and he said something that it just, you know how it just rang true with me? He said, if someone will just be a good Christian. And I thought, you know, in this situation, he's really right. If we'd all just decide we'd be a good Christian in relationships, you know, our lives could be so much better. You see, he was talking to people about marriage, and he said 40 to 50% of marriages in the U.S. end in divorce. Now, we don't know how much that is in our Christian communities, but I'm sure it's still pretty a bad percentage. And if these marriages are falling apart, we have to remember it takes two to tango. So if by chance there's somebody in the marriage that will decide, I'm going to be a good Christian, I'm going to get along fine with this person, I'm going to live by Matthew 19:19, which says, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Well, part of loving your neighbor as yourself is to forgive the wrongdoings that they do. See, I think that far too many of us, I call, in my mind, I have what I call a file cabinet. And I have a drawer with my husband's name on it, and I can pull it out at any time and list all the transgressions or felt like transgressions that he has done to me or has lacked doing for me, however you want to say it. And I'm sure all of you that are married relate to that. But can I tell you, if I pull open that drawer all the time and look at those things, I'm not loving him as myself. You know, another thing this man said on his broadcast that I agree with 110%, he said, if you determine that you're going to not get along, then you're going to be cantankerous, you're going to be demanding, you're not going to be easy, and then the other spouse is going to resist. But he said, this is the statement, it's hard to resist gentleness. I like that. He said, if one of the spouses, now he was counseling men and women, he said, if one of the spouses would determine that they're going to be a gentle person, that it's hard for you to resist gentleness. You know, you sort of react to it in a nice way. You resist forgiveness based on grace, not on the fact that I deserve it. See, forgiveness has to be part of grace, not because the person deserves it, but because you are giving them grace and you have that gentleness and that grace. You can't fight when you are being gentle. You're going to get along when you decide, I am going to be a good Christian about this. I wonder, does this speak to your heart? When I heard it, it spoke to my heart. And when something speaks to my heart, I say, you know what? I'm going to write this down so I can share it with my listeners, because perhaps God would use it in your heart. Are you thinking right now of a situation where you were a little too expecting too much of someone, your spouse in your life? Is it easy for you to get upset with him or her because of what they aren't instead of you just accepting what they are? This is all factors that help you love your neighbor as yourself. And in this situation, friends, I'm telling you, your spouse is your neighbor. Let's all take the challenge to be that person that decides you're going to be a good Christian. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.